Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. I want to be like my Jesus. Who wants to be like Jesus today? We all should strive to be like Jesus, because the song is so good. Songwriter is so correct that if he walked the streets today, if he was in our world today, many, many, many in the religious organization will reject him. Because you know what? Yeshua was rejected for the truth, because he is the truth. He was rejected because of righteousness. He was rejected because he upbraided the religious. It was the religious insect that he upbraided, that he scolded, he called serpent and vipers. It was the high priest and the layman and the Sadducees and Pharisees and all those people in high positions in the church and government that came up against the truth, who is Yeshua himself. They didn't want to hear the truth because they were so steeped in their own doctrine. Yeshua said that they teach for commandment the doctrine of men. And it's true that it was the poor and the homeless that he reached out to, that he hung out with, and the prostitutes and all the sinners out there who are willing, those that are willing, who are willing with an open heart, with a willing heart, to come to him and to fall at his feet and cry out and say and submit to him and say, yes, I'm a sinner, change me. He resisted the proud and the obnoxious and those that mock him, like much as what we see going on today. If you know, it's upsetting. I'm upset. And if you're not upset about what's going on in the world, if many of you who call yourself Christians are not upset about this newly enacted law that the Supreme Court and the Obama administration set up in all 50 states, that they legalize gay marriage, when the Word of God specifically speak out against it, and the Word of God call it an abomination. Now, what else is there to operate? And these people, like the Word of God, God's Word said that he resisted the proud. Satan was proud. The Bible tells us that pride entered into his heart. It was a pride that made his downfall. And these people, the homosexual community, they are proud of what they're doing. They are, and the Bible said that it's an abomination in the sight of God. And so, folks, I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm not here to judge, because sin is sin. But you don't parade sin up and down the street. You don't legalize sin. You don't go up in the face of God and say you're having a pride parade and prosecute righteousness and call righteous good and call righteousness evil and call evil good. And all those of you out there, especially you Christians who think that you owe these people that you owe them your sympathy and that you owe them an explanation and that you owe them something. You don't. You don't. Sin is sin. Fornication is sin. Adultery is sin. Homosexuality is sin. Murder is sin. It's amazing how the world is such hypocrite. They're so hypocritical. They're such hypocrites that they will go wrong, and if somebody cheat on their husband or on their wife, you hear it all over the news. Oh, this person cheat on his wife. What a horrible thing to cheat on your wife. Oh, what a horrible thing to cheat on your husband. And he was caught. And it's such a bad thing. And they demonize these people. But to for man and a man and a woman, they legalize it and they call it good. And all sin is sin. And there's a specific sin. This particular sin, the Lord said, that is an abomination in his sight. It's an abomination, folks. I think it's in Exodus chapter 20. What are we going to do in these days that are coming upon us, these perilous times? Is this the abomination that makes the nations desolate? I'm just going to quote what someone has written. Say, meet the new, improved Satan, which is really the old Satan. He's hateful and brazen, raging in your face, kicked into high gear and even fashionable in certain circles. Simply put, Satan has come out of the closet. And since he has nothing to lose, he's making no bones about it. And Satan has come out of the closet. The things that have the evil and perverted things that have been hidden, And that people were ashamed to even let anybody know that they were even involved in this kind of a living. Folks, back 10 years ago, it was like a scarlet person. You were like looked upon as something abominable if anybody find out that people were gay and they were hiding or in the closet, and there were good reason. One time the Lord said to me, why was Cain hiding from me in the garden after he killed Abel? And I said, Lord, because he knew that he had done something wrong. He had broken one of your commandments, thou shalt not kill. And that's why he was hiding from the Lord. And these people were hiding because they knew they were doing something wrong. But now they have been praised and they have been protected and they have been told, oh, there's nothing wrong with you. That's who you are. It's been called love, and they have profaned what is holy. What is called holy of the Lord have been profaned. God desires us to love one another, but not in a profane way. Not in an abominable way. There is pure and holy love, and there is obnoxious, profane love. This is not a godly, holy love. This is a love of the flesh and of the things of the world. And we are not to be confused with the two. The abomination that makes the nation desolate. What is it? Jesus Christ said, when we see the abomination that makes the nation desolate, set up by the wicked one, as mentioned in the book of Daniel, we have to flee. In Daniel chapter 8, verse 11, tells us here that, yeah, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host, and by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of the sanctuary was cast down. They have been taking away the daily sacrifice from us right here in this country and around the world. Daily sacrifice, praise. Praise unto the Lord. Fellowship. True fellowship we're talking about. We're not talking about these mega church and these charismatic churches who doesn't preach about sin and who doesn't upbraid the people and bring sin to the forefront. We're talking about the daily sacrifice have been taken away out of schools. And in the place, they have take out prayers. They have take out the Bible in the courthouses and in many public places in universities and schools. And they brought in homosexuality, teaching the kids, the little kids about homosexual, teaching them that it's okay and it's all right to experiment, teaching them about condom and about sex, teach them about the word of God, and they will know to run, they will know to resist temptation and to resist evil when we teach them about righteousness and when we teach them about the fear of God. But they have thrown down the truth. They have cast it down to the ground. They have taken away the daily sacrifice, which is daily communion, which is daily prayer and praise to the Lord. And host was given him against the daily sacrifice, but by reason of transgression. And it cast down the truth to the ground and practiced and prospered. And so the truth of God have been cast down to the ground. The truth of marriage between a man and a woman. The truth of the word of God, the truth of the true Sabbath day, over the years it's slowly been eaten away like moth eaten away as a cloth. The truth about true marriage between a man and a woman, and the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression was cast down, the truth to the ground, and cast down the truth to the ground. And it practiced and prospered. And these, they have been practicing these evil, these abominable acts against mankind and against God for a long time. And they're practicing these abominable things, and they're prospering in it. And once the daily sacrifice have been taken away, which is true worship, which is the truth of God, which is true preaching, which is true scripture, and everything have been watered down and polluted and thrown out and trampled upon, the truth of God have been trampled upon, and so the daily sacrifice have been taken away. Daniel chapter 11 verses 31 tells us, the arm shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that make it desolate. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploit. And they that understand among the people shall instruct many. Yet they shall fall by the sword and by flame and by captivity and by spoil many days. Let me tell you something. The sanctuary have been polluted. The daily sacrifice, daily prayers, true worship to God have been taken away. And in its place, they place the abomination that makes the nation desolate. Do you know that marriage signifies, or marriage is a just a prelude to the true marriage to come? Between a marriage between a man and a woman is symbolic to the marriage between God. That's why the Bible said, Yeshua said, husband, love your wives as Christ loved his church and gave himself for her. Marriage between a man and a woman is a holy matrimony. It's sanctified by the Lord God. It's ordained by God. It was created in the Garden of Eden. And it's symbolic to Yeshua, the bridegroom marrying his bride. And it's holy. And it's sanctified by God himself. And Satan knows this. And people, you need to get with the program. Satan knows this. He knows that marriage is a holy thing in the sight of God. And he knows that his time is short. And he knows by throwing down, by trampling upon the truth, and by placing the abomination that make it desolate. Satan knows by legalizing gay marriage between two men or two women, It's a slap in the face of God. It's just pushing your thumb up to God and say, we are going to do what we want to do, and there's nothing you can do about it. And the enemy is showing. It's a battle, folks. It's a battle between good and evil, right and wrong, righteousness and unrighteousness. And don't let anybody tell you any differently. It's a lie by the devil. We don't hate homosexuals no more than Yeshua hate them. Yeshua doesn't hate homosexuals. He came to die for such, for all sins. And if they will forsake their ways, and come to the Lord and say, we have sinned, we are doing abominable things and we have sinned, help us to overcome, he will forgive their sins, and he will draw them unto himself, and he will help to give them the strength to overcome. But no, they are mocking him. They are mocking the Holy One of Israel. They dress up in their parade. They dress up as Yeshua, as Jesus. They dress up as the gays, dress up as Yeshua. Put on the crown of thorns, and they dress up like him, and they have the cross. And men go up to this dressed up Jesus or Yeshua, and they're kissing him up, and they have signs that God is gay. They're mocking him. But I'm telling you, folks, and then they're writing signs that hell is fun. Well, I have news for you. Let's see how much fun it's going to be when you get there. I have news for you. And all those of you who are sitting out there on the fence and thinking that you owe these people something, that you owe them your gratitude and that you owe them your support, you don't owe them anything. It's all Satan's agenda, and he is only there for one thing, to destroy our souls. And what we are to do is to pray for these people, that these people turn away from their sins and these people stop doing what they're doing and turn to the Lord. Because God is able to forgive. He's able to forgive of their sins. And I'm telling you right now that we don't hate you. We hate the sin. Because it's against the word of God. And in the name of Yeshua, I'm begging you guys to stop doing what you're doing before it's too late. Because once you die, there is no repentance in the grave. And all those of you out there who are upholding these things and who are casting a blind eye, I feel sorry for you. You're just like them. We are to tell them. We are to show them the way. We are to say, hey, this is wrong. And they're mocking. The Bible talks about mockers, that they're in the last days, that mockers shall come. They shall come mocking, saying, "Where is the coming of the Lord?" Marriage is a sanctity between a man and a woman. It's a holy matrimony. Now Satan has gone the other way, and Satan does everything, pervert everything that is holy unto the Lord. Now he pervert marriage. Now the abomination, and they shall place the abomination that make it desolate. Now the abomination, which is the word of God, say that, I think it's in Exodus chapter 11, that man shall not lie with a man as they would with a woman, and a woman shall not lie with a woman as they would with a man, because it's an abomination unto the Lord, and the two shall be put to death. Now folks, it's the word of God. And now the abomination that make the marriage, the sanctity of a holy marriage, desolate, Satan is saying, we are going to do what we are going to do. And like I said, they're mocking the marriage between the bridegroom and the bride, between a man and a woman. Satan mocks and profanes everything that's holy. Folks, we are living in the end times. We are living in the last days. Daniel chapter 12. The Bible tells us here, many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away, and the abomination that make it desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waited and cometh to the 1,305 days. Now the abomination that make it desolate is set up. It make the sanctity that God put down for a man and a woman desolate. It has profaned and perverted marriage between a man and a woman. And now the word of God is saying it shall be 1,290 days before all hell break loose. Right now, Right now, the enemy is raging. Satan has begotten bold and brazen. And like I said, he has come out of the closet. And he's not hiding to do what he's doing anymore. We are living in a day when Yeshua said that the last day shall be like the days of Noah, and it shall be like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. In the days of Noah, there were wickedness, there were perversion going on. Men with men, women and with women. They were doing gene modification. They were doing splicing of genes and perverting God's creation. Just like today. In the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, the word Sodom comes from sodomy. Sodomy. These people were homosexuals. Just like today. And many of you out there sit down there talking about, you know, oh, you can't go out. You have to love one another. You got to, you know, what kind of God, you know, is going to stop people from loving each other? Folks, there is love and there is love. There is holy, righteous love and there is perverse. There's pervert love, perverted love. And we can't be afraid to contend for the truth. We can't be afraid to stand up for the truth. Because if we don't stand up for the truth and what we believe in, who is going to do it for us? We are the light of the world. We are the salt and the light of the world. And if we can't be people of God and stand up for the truth and stand up for Him, even to the point of death. Listen, the homosexuals, the perverted and the profane are standing up for what they want and for what they believe in, and they are going to kill and fight for what they want. Not that we are going to kill and fight, but we are going to stand up against them. And who is able to stand? Who is able to stand on His side? Who is going to stand on the side of the Lord and stand up for the truth? That's why the apostles and Yeshua Himself was murdered for the truth, because they wasn't afraid to stand up against the government. They wasn't afraid to stand up against the society that was going up against the things that are of God. No, they spoke the truth. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And if we have loved ones in our family who are gay, who are homosexuals and bisexuals and lesbians, it's hard for you to hate them. We don't hate them. We don't hate you. But we hate the fact that you think that what you're doing is right. You need to turn around, turn away before it's too late. Jesus Christ loves you, loves all of us. And He wants to change you, and He wants to draw you unto Himself before it's too late, because all hell is going to break loose. Now the abomination that makes the nations desolate, that make it desolate, the truth of the Word of God has been thrown down to the ground by that abominable man that called himself the President of the United States. Have been thrown down, and he speak boastful words against the Most High God and say, justice have arrived like a thunderbolt. Justice have arrived like a thunderbolt. Justice to the gay community. Really? A thunderbolt? Well, Yeshua said that I saw Satan fell from heaven like lightning, like a thunderbolt. Justice have arrived like a thunderbolt. Are you trying to tell us something, Obama? That you are the abomination that have set up. You are the fallen star that fell from heaven. Well, I have news for you people. All hell is about to break loose on planet Earth. Listen to the man's speech. Listen to his videos and them. And see his words and listen to his words and tell me what you think. The Lord is coming back soon for His church. Are you ready? Will you be ready? Will you? Do you have the guts to stand up for the truth? Yeshua is the truth. Do you have the guts to stand up against all odds? Are you ready to lay down your life for the one who laid down his life for you? Do you have the guts to stand up? Now, the day is coming when the wheat is going to be separated from the chaff. And the true believers and the true Christians who stand up for the truth are going to be separated from those who sit on the fence and think that they're going to get a free ride or a free pass into the kingdom of heaven. And thinking that when you put up with abominable things that it's pleasing in the sight of God. No, it's not. It's like seeing a truck coming down the street and seeing your children playing in the middle of the street with a huge jackknife tractor trailer coming down, and don't take that child out of the way because you know that child will die. It's like seeing these people do what they do and know that judgment is coming and they will die an everlasting death. Are you willing to stand on the side and let that happen? Stand up for the truth. Grow some spine. Stand up for the word of God, would you? He stood up for you. He died for you and for me. He put himself in a flesh body. What a great sacrifice he did on the cross for you and for me. Be blessed in Yeshua's name. I wanna be like my Jesus.
Like my Jesus.